Risk assessment is a way that we really see how the patients are doing. And there's multiple risk assessment tools available. I'm just going to show you two. This is the one from Europe. It was from 2015. It was the first risk assessment tool that we had. It's from the ERS/ESC guidelines. And what it's designed to do is to look at parameters. Those are on the left in the gray column. And look at those variables, how the patient's doing, and classify them into low, intermediate, or high risk. And that's for 1 year mortality. So if they fall into the green category, they have a less than 5% mortality risk in 1 year. Or if they're in the high risk category, they have a greater than 10% risk of dying in the next 12 months. So what you do is you just go through the table. So for example, on the left, if they're having clinical signs of right heart failure, meaning lower extremity edema, that's present, they get a check mark in the high risk category. Same thing if they're having repeated syncope, high risk. If they're functional class one,